In the mist-shrouded world of Dracadia University, darkness thrives beneath scholarly pursuits. Here, ancient stone buildings connected by torchlit passages conceal decades of questionable research and unexplained disappearances. When 22-year-old Lilia Vespertine receives a scholarship to this prestigious institution, she's driven by more than academic ambition. 4 years earlier, she witnessed her mother's horrific death convulsions, otherworldly screams, and most terrifyingly, writhing black worms pouring from her mouth like living darkness. Though doctors dismissed these memories as trauma-induced delusions, Lilia's research paper on black worm syndrome catches the attention of Professor Marcus Wilkins, who reveals an astonishing truth. The organism she described actually exists. Known as Noctosoma, this classified parasite has been secretly studied for centuries at Dracadia, coincidentally the last place her mother visited before her death. What begins as a quest for answers soon plunges Lilia into a labyrinth where scientific advancement and moral responsibility blur. As she boards the midnight train to Dracadia Island, she unknowingly steps into a world where the walls themselves seem to whisper secrets, and every shadow might hide a truth better left buried. Professor Devrick Bramwell captivates Lilia instantly. Tall and handsome, with distinctive copper eyes, this brilliant pathologist carries a dark reputation. Rumors claim he murdered a fellow student out of jealousy, his scarred face the result of an acid attack by the victim's boyfriend. Bramwell intrigues through his contradiction, clinically detached in public while concealing depths of pain and passion. He suffers from Vonerick's disease, a rare genetic disorder triggered by childhood trauma that blocks physical sensation. This numbness extends to his emotions. He views most people as specimens rather than humans. In his basement lab, he extracts Noctosoma toxin to temporarily restore feeling, experimenting on those he deems deserving punishment. Bramwell's childhood featured an abusive father who conducted cruel experiments and blamed him for his mother's death. His twin brother, Cadman's kidnapping, left him permanently scarred, fueling his obsessive research and quest for vengeance. Despite his monstrous actions, his vulnerability with Lilia reveals the wounded humanity beneath his cold exterior. The Noctosoma parasite functions as both physical threat and metaphor for humanity's darkest impulses. These black, thread-like worms infect hosts through multiple vectors, causing escalating symptoms. Black veins, luminescent eyes, unquenchable thirst, paranoia, and eventually death through organ failure. What makes Noctosoma truly horrifying is its ability to alter behavior, turning victims against loved ones as their minds deteriorate, powerfully shown when Lilia's infected mother attempts to drown her sister B while screaming, "She's one of them!" The parasite's primary host, the carnivorous Somnynx moth with phosphorescent purple wings, perpetuates the infection cycle. Though fatal to humans, Noctosoma produces a neurotoxin with extraordinary medical potential, particularly for treating Bramwell's disease. This duality creates the novel central ethical conflict, balancing beneficial research against devastating human cost. Beyond biological horror, Noctosoma symbolizes inherited trauma and destructive obsession. Like the parasite overtaking its host, secrets and lies infect characters' lives across generations, creating patterns of destruction that echo through families and institutions. Dracadia University serves as both setting and character, with a sinister personality and agenda. Isolated on an island, accessible only by ferry, its Gothic architecture and research facilities embody intellectual elitism while enabling unethical research away from public scrutiny. The Seven Rook Society, a secret organization whose members wear plague doctor masks during ceremonies, controls university resources and guards its darkest secrets. Their ritualistic meetings involve elaborate ceremonies and harsh punishments for dissenters. The university's history links to the indigenous Kuanachka tribe who originally inhabited the island. Archaeological findings show they used black stones containing castion, a rare element from Bone Bay Caves, to protect against Noctosoma. This connection provides crucial clues for Lilia while highlighting scientific appropriation of indigenous knowledge. Dracadius labyrinthine halls create a perfect Gothic setting where knowledge functions as both salvation and poison, promising enlightenment while concealing terrible truths, mirroring how academia can simultaneously elevate and corrupt. Lilia's journey from hospital cleaner to Dracadia scholar illuminates the complex relationship between knowledge, power, and sacrifice. Driven by her mother's illness, she accepts extraordinary risks to uncover truth. Learning her mother participated in the Crixin Project, a diabetes trial ending in mass suicide, transforms Lilia's academic studies into a personal quest for justice. Financial hardship shadows Lilia constantly. While struggling to fund her sister B's special schooling, Professor Bramwell's $5,000 check highlights the stark divide between those who easily solve problems with money and those crushed by them. Knowledge as inheritance becomes another theme when Lilia discovers she's Provost Lippincott's daughter from an affair during the Crixin trials. This explains her admission to Dracadia, but endangers rather than liberates her, as Lippincott attempts to have her killed rather than acknowledge her. Throughout the novel, knowledge invariably carries a cost. The more Lilia uncovers about Noctosoma, her mother, and Dracadia's secrets, the greater her peril. Yet remaining ignorant would mean abandoning both her mother's memory and her own identity. The romance between Lilia and Professor Bramwell develops amid power imbalance and institutional prohibition. Their encounters crackle with tension. She challenges his authority while he dismisses her theories. Yet powerful attraction underlies their antagonism, complicated by their professional relationship. Their connection uniquely mirrors the novel's parasitic themes. Bramwell describes his feelings as a sickness inside of me, while Lilia compares her attraction to a moth drawn to flame. Their desire functions as both infection and cure. When Bramwell discovers that physical contact with Lilia allows him sensation without the parasite toxin, their bond gains almost supernatural significance. Lake subverts conventions by making Lilia the sexual aggressor. Despite her inexperience, she actively pursues Bramwell, using her body to negotiate for what she wants, including a laboratory position. This agency creates a relationship where dominance constantly shifts. The romance also explores monstrosity and redemption. Bramwell's questionable actions position him as a potential villain, yet his tenderness with Lilia reveals his humanity. As Lilia acknowledges, she's fallen for death himself, accepting both man and monster. As Nocticadia concludes, characters stand at crossroads between darkness and light. Lilia and Bramwell found unexpected love amidst horror, she receiving protection and understanding, he gaining sensation and purpose beyond revenge. Their perilous relationship provides a foundation for healing. The exposure of Lippincott's crimes and the Rook's corruption creates opportunity for institutional change. Yet shadows persist. Cadman's appearance as a teacher at B's school suggests continuing trauma cycles, while Angelo's mutilated body in Bramwell's basement blurs justice and vengeance. The novel suggests light and darkness exist in necessary balance. Characters must acknowledge their own shadows, their capacity for cruelty, to achieve authentic connection. Institutions must confront abuse histories to create meaningful change. Knowledge itself both illuminates and endangers, capable of healing or destroying. In this world of mind-controlling parasites and manipulative secret societies, choosing connection over isolation becomes revolutionary. Black worms may continue their silent work beneath the surface, but so does the human capacity for love, truth, and redemption. Parasites and cures coexisting in the endless dance of shadow and light.